And now, let me see. So they cry because the whole tradition of marriage So that certainly is the higher person, better. So he says to them, that's precisely the reason why I am the Jews. And he called them from Shalom, where it says, I will bring to no one but witnesses. The Kohen and Zechariah. And the Rechid. And then he said that what does the Chari have to do with this? Well, yeah. So he said that the nothing is far from the thing on the right of the phone. So the Chari is continuing. By the fulfillment of why? So he said, before I saw this, I didn't know what I was doing. But now that I see, was fulfilled. So now I'm sure that it was the same. Yeah. So The question, of course, is what does one suggest to the other? Yeah, the row has on the word shabbos mentions that it means not simply that the mikdash was destroyed, but it was destroyed suddenly, unexpected. You yell, in other words, and analysis. And he was coming back to something. And he expected to see the maker.
Page 198.
He was shocked when he saw that it was in flames. Even though he was told many times was given to the was given to the world many times. That the rise of the script. And he actually saw it. He couldn't believe it. And the same is true of the people. The wise things. Yes. In the same city, one half of the world were being destroyed, while the other half was still rejoicing. So, maybe it was not only destroyed, it was destroyed suddenly. So the question is, maybe what is that? What does that mean? Why do one of them destroy something? What does the sun add to the picture? Of course, it makes the tragedy greater because if you're not expecting it, so the experience is not very sharp. If you're expecting it, you have some kind of what happens suddenly, you can't catch your breath. Which means start the morning. So, I think the answer is that the answer is that when it happens suddenly, It means that that's something that you didn't expect. That means that you didn't even know what's going to happen. There's no possibility. Because as long as the witness was there, there was a sense of security. And when I lived with his mom, there was security with me. So, when it happened suddenly, it means that you couldn't tolerate. So that's what the Vekiva meant. The Vekiva meant with this, that the Ashgacha didn't want the people to think that and unless they felt that they're vulnerable, the Amish of the Korban did not God wanted the people to realize that the Midrash can be destroyed. They should give up the false security. So that's what I'm making you say. As long as you don't give up, the big rabbis, not take place. Being advice will only take place when they come to the realization that the Midrash can be destroyed. So that's what I'm going to say. We can say, as long as it was wrong, or it didn't take place, they thought it couldn't be destroyed. And they gave up completely. That's when the issue is that. God depended the veil of Zechariah which is to reborn when they don't have time to worry, which is the medicine of Americans, is to So in order for the Yeshua to come, we have to use the time of there's no remnant of the that's what Rami Akiva said. He said, the rule of Zachariah is totally in the rule of Oriel. When it looks like it's completely demolished, that's when the issue could come. So the thoughts coming out of the culture collision was a demonstration of the fact that there is no physical remnant of the movement to hold on to. And they had to reach that level. So that's what the thinking was. Because now they reach the level. And now that they reach the level, now the issue of
Rabbi partake of that?
Yes. That's the Aniyagim means I am myself experience the desolation, the hopelessness. So Aniyagim, because you have to be perceived by the mind also. That the desolation is complete.
No, I mean that he experienced the suddenness that was.
Yeah.
That because he also felt the Mikdash wasn't going to get destroyed, and he had a certain feeling that of Betach and the Mikdash.
Yes. The Emilio was away in that's what he came from. And then he came back to Israel. When he came back to Israel, he couldn't believe that individual's intention was sure that the individual did this. So he too had to be a realization that the Mikdash is done. That's the idea.
Ready?
Yeah.
This was by Shani, right? By Shishan?
By Shishan.
By which one?
By Shishan.
By Shishan.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can read Ezra. And Ezra makes sense today, just like it did then. And that's 2,000 years ago. Yes, it was my advice.
And the question is, how could, what if they already knew that basically this could be destroyed from Bias Rishon, why would they doubt it by Bias Shani?
What is it? We had such a answer. We only answered. That's what we can say. I wasn't sure that the isolation of the world. So that was a pretty long in the second verse. None of it. Yeah.
First one had reference.
So
and then the rule was that after the first Mikdash, we got a short amount of time before we had the second Mikdash.
Right.
But when the Akiva, we don't have a time on.
Yes,
I mean, what do you mean that it's it means the same today? Can you elaborate on that?
All the harms that we live through. Because it was a perfect discussion.
Holocaust.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, there are four reasons for sanctions. The first reason is to appreciate the bodies. So by mourning the loss of the bodies, and we imagine what it would have been like if we had a bias. So that is Machshavah the bias. And so we have in the Medrash that is Yitzchak Darshan's Yitzchak says that now that we lost the bias, so we say Yitzchak Yeshavah. But if we wouldn't have lost the bias, we could have been saying, Eichel Yisrael Rabbi. And there's a number of those things where he says every time, it could have been so great. But now that we sin, it's so you have to imagine, because by imagining it, you see the greatness of it. And you realize that's one reason. Another reason why we say kings, the second reason, is because of children. That we're hiring children. And the kiddus forces us to do it. And that's why we have you have a cynic event. You say, I'm not. הדבר האחרון, השוכן מכיר על גם צדיק. And everyone has a mention of the Chutzpah. So, the second reason they speak is simply true. There's a real mention that it's not the same. The day is chayim too. But the children it's a day of times and food. It's not a day of times. What is the difference between antiquity and Tishba? I want to be structured. There's one difference. It's not negative. You don't have negative on to show. You don't have negative on to show. What is it? So you said that literally you have a particular shape in the early phases. The last years were the 10 years. And the other was the 11. So, you're being expelled that I should remove this tragedy. When you have that, then you have me. But if it's just true, then it's strength to arouse the people to the truth. Then you don't have it. So that's what I was. Says Yeshon Yom Messiah Bohem to deal over our world, the watcher, and teach you for the time that we do now for us. So that's the young of children, that's what it is today. But it's not evil, because it's just a general perfection of religion. And it's true not to think about a specific action. When that happens, then you have the other. So that's the second reason why we say Jesus is true.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
You're saying that the Mikdash, in its non-existence, it's a better vehicle for tshuva than it was when it existed. That's what I think. That's correct.
We wish that we didn't ask for it. You don't say they were happy at the Mikdash of the Shul.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but that's why you're saying it serves, it's a korban to help us do tshuva. That's when it exists, we didn't.
Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
In the second reading we gave, we have an Elo and Kippur, and that's general, isn't that general also? And therefore, if we have an Elo, isn't that a general cry after the Tshuva?
I'm saying that if there's an Elo, when you have a specific thing in mind. This is just a general improvement. And there's not I'm interpreting it. So that's why there's new. Now there's a third reason why we say yes. The third reason is to study the mistakes we made in the past that brought the Churban on us. Tactical errors. For instance, comes on bar comes. So that's one of the things that we discuss. What is Kamsan Bar Kamsan? It's the tactical error, the stupidity for our people. And they made some terrible mistakes. Yeah, by Kamsan Bar Kamsan. So Bar Kamsan wanted to pay for home rule. It shouldn't be humiliating to be thrown out in the space. And the Chacham was there, and they did nothing. So he said, apparently they agreed. So that's what he went. And because the Malkans were sending the animal that was a bomb home, it wasn't Nicola. And that aroused the anger of the Romans. And that's why, because So that's the reason why we choose it, not just from the fact that we remove from God, but the fact that because of that, we don't make intelligent decisions. And the same thing is with the story of the Baruch HaNetzach. That's it, Kiyohu, the one who slipped into his house and he saw me eating the live rabbit. The baby live rabbit. So he told me, don't tell anybody. And he made him swear sure that he wouldn't do it. Apparently, he has some cannibalistic desire. He didn't want anybody to know. But his CEO was not that ever. And he was not that ever. And he told on him. And he came and he came. Your grandson came. So the homies said, made an effort. So he said, I was mocking him. So he said, and we mocked him in front of the person we made an effort against, which is me. He said, no. So I said, yeah. As the king sat down on the ground, they knew that that was a big mistake. And of course, of their emotions, they're not together, and the bias is hard. So you see that tshuva is not just on. They are welcome. Sure. There's a fear on the practical altar. When you make readjustments, I said, Barakach. It's the same thing. That Barakach one. Killed the Lord's own order. The answer is killed. That was another case of one of the sin making a bad decision. So we put you on that too. We put you on a bad decision. Nonsensical. That brought about our issue. And then there's a fourth reason. Fourth reason why we say can't. The fourth reason is the most difficult, unanswerable. Unintelligible thoughts. That fourth reason is the study of himself. And the study of Hestepan which we don't know how to do. We can't understand. And when you browse it, then they are meant to ask the question back. But we ask the question, how can these own to such a new own to? How can God, for a lot of that's happened? I'm going to say, yeah, but this is a, we admit it was wrong. That we were hoping. But the Amish does not fit the triumph. That's what the Lord says. Jim was my son. It's just a living right now. And another expression of language. Another says, she rocks on the ocean, she has to fly on the cloak of the sun. That clothing so applies to her. We see she flying the cloak of the sun. So, the Rose said that not only do we recognize the question, but God instructed another to say it, to say the question. The Holy Father. So of course Rohan told us to say it. That is a frustrating paradox. But it was, that's the principle of Hastapan. And that's the fourth reason why we say kings. To attempt to grapple with Hastapan. So you have the first reason is allowed by the Midrash. The second reason is true. Two types. One type is like the Tanya's, but this true is different. This true is To perfect ourselves. And then we go over the tactical errors, the foolish decisions, as the Gemara says, that may I have the same answer? She's higher than I've caused. And one thing when Roman agents sent the hammer to be a carbon. But I don't know. So, if I have enough tools, and he had a wheel, he could have killed the two. But you know, I knew that he said, at the end they're going to say that if you bring about one, you'll find me. That was a big, practical mistake. So we do chew on that too. And then he says, yeah, so you have four reasons why. What are we saying?
And then the pastor said another reason.
What?
And the pastor said another reason.
Yes.
The gates of fever. Were closed.
Yeah.
Gates of fever were closed.
That's
the
only way to find trouble. Okay. Any questions?
Yeah. Can you please explain why the Elah is only when it's a particular shape, but why the Elah isn't appropriate for this type of tshuva?
Yes, good implies the Elah, it's closing down the gates. So it means that there's something that if the gates were open, we could go in and stop it. If the gates are closed, we can't do it. So that's why you are only possible. The concept is only existent when you close the gate on an event. But in general, too, if I go to it tomorrow, it's just as good as today. There is no event that you're trying to allow this shalom to be open so that God can stop it. But in general, too, the concept doesn't make sense for general truth. Yeah, it's two different things. I think that's a very, very nice point. Which is the concept. Any other questions?
What do you mean by general tshuva?
That the person is on tshuva, is on to himself.
But not connected to a particular fit.
Right. It's not doing tshuva for a particular fit. For instance, if you take the tiny house, so they would sit say half a day, and they have the Kedolei HaYom go through all the actions that they did in the year and find out, look into the actions. And then they would, if they would find them, they would correct them. So that's where, that's the concept of Tshuva. It's not the same as Tshuva, where you simply want to be curved to Hashem.
Tishba, we're not doing that.
On Tishba, we're just making this whole Kara Hashem. We're not being installed for a specific action.
As opposed to other tinyas, this Tishba is different from all other ones, is that?
Well, dog's eyes.
So are you saying like a tactical error? So how like by the story, say Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, or by Tzidkiyahu. So like the mistake was like the person is being embarrassed and they didn't mount pay for their robbing, or they didn't stop it, or they matter Ned there and without the person being there. Like that's like a, if you're doing tshuva on that, that's like a specific actual moral failing. You did something wrong. If it's just the fact that you didn't have chachma to see the consequences, it's, I mean, if they knew the consequences of what would cause, you know, it's hindsight is 20/20. Like, you can't, how do you do tshuva on a tactical mistake? If you don't, you're not going to know in advance the consequences. And the moral failing, that's just like a regular, it's just a regular sin. I mean, how is a tactical error any different than either just a regular moral failing, or it's impossible to just know tactical consequences in advance? It's, you try your best, and obviously always try your best practically.
Yeah, so let me have a question.
See, how is tshuva on a tactical tactical mistake any different than just tshuva on a moral failing? And what can you do in it? What is the tshuva? You regret that you didn't foresee the consequences?
You look into your life and you see similar things that happened before. So that causes you to realize the tactical is when you take the incident like Thompson Barkhams, you take that and incident like that, and you look in your own life, the things are similar.
What would be the similarity would be that when somebody's being embarrassed and you don't stand up and say something to stop it? Okay, so I'm saying, is that the kind of, see, that's a regular, why is that different than any other type of a hate? Where every type of hate, there's always going to be consequences. When you do something wrong, you make a mistake, there's the reason it is a hate, because it leads to bad consequences. Why is it different than every other hate you do?
right? A political mistake. Was it a political mistake or was it a fake?
Right, it was just a political mistake. I mean, it's just, you always make mistakes because you don't know the future. Now you... I'm saying like this. There's sometimes a person just doesn't... tries to use chachma and then makes mistakes, can't predict the future, and does the wrong thing and needs bad consequences. Like, I don't see how you can do tshuva on that. You're never going to... You know, always you try to do your best to figure out the future. And if you realize that if he didn't kill the traitor, then the Jerome's going to destroy the mikdash. You obviously would have killed the traitor. You just couldn't foresee those consequences. That doesn't seem something that you can correct for the next time. And if it's the fact that, well, there was some mistake, ethical mistake he had, or some, he was afraid of social pressure or whatever that is, okay, that's a regular, but why is it different than every other thing where because you're embarrassed in front of people or you do the wrong thing, that's normal. You know what I mean? It's like every other thing seems to have that, those types of elements.
The other way, one way to study the chait that happened then is bring to mind what I do. Brings to mind similar situations that you have and you're not facing. And you see how my mistake so that you cause you to investigate your own actions. And that's true.
You just mean because the consequences are so severe, it motivates you to look at what type of similar sins do you have that can lead to consequences.
Not because it's such a thing. Because when the person looks at the face and he says, look how there's a higher man. It's finished. How he went wrong because he's overcome the fear of the soul. But if I have reason, if you knock the bottom, and he made a mistake, then I'm also the problem. So I too have to. Which causes me to bring to the fore that term that are practical and political. So you search for it. Just like Bezin searches for the cartoon of the city.
Say what you look for where an emotion can cause you make a political, practical error. Not necessarily it's an official chait in terms of tayang, but just an emotion gets in the way, you make political miscalculations because of an emotion.
That's good.
Rebbe, you mentioned that. You mentioned that there's a distinction between the Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Whereas Tisha B'Av, it's focused on just being, like, empowering yourself to God. Whereas Yom Kippur, you're looking at the particular actions you've done. So how does the idea of, like, looking at the tactical errors in the past, you know, being like empowered to God, it sounds like, wouldn't that be more appropriate on the Yom Kippur kind of a day?
More
what? If Yom Kippur is really focused on evaluating each of our actions and what we've done wrong, wouldn't the idea of looking at tactical errors in the past
Wouldn't that be more appropriate on a day like Yom Kippur? As opposed to Tisha B'Av.
It's not in line, of course. You always look back and investigate. But it's not in line with the theme of the day, which is Tshuva and Kapara, which has much to do with perfection. Of course, I'm going to think about all kinds of things, but the structure of the day is not that. The structure of the day, the focus of the day, is made as Yom Kippur. That's the focus. The day has a focus. Yeah. Derosa and it's not his own invention. It's written down in his own. Tisha B'Av is a day that all the tzoros are recounted on that day. The tzoros of Beta, the tzoros of the massacre. Wait, the Rambam says, the Baruch Hayom Shem Kavua, that wasn't on that day.
Mukha Chavranis.
So what does it mean? Why do I have to? Why do I have to? That's Kavua for Pranis. The answer is because you need a halachic focus. There's such a thing as a halachic focus. And you need that because if you don't have halachic, you don't. You simply have emotions. Like somebody one time asked me, so marked it on excuse. Then you don't remember what they're for. But that's not true. Halacha is necessary for us. Without halacha, you just get lost in the margins. So that's why you have to have a halachic focus and form for the day. So you need a halachic focus for Tisha B'Av and for Yom Kippur. And they're not identical.
Doesn't mean they can't overlap.
That's right. I was just going to say that. It doesn't mean they can't overlap. That's good.
So, right here is in Yanka. Yanka has a certain focus, but with certain overlaps.
That's good. Thank you.
Spirit?
Yeah.
And the fourth reason that you gave How does it work in terms of the tzedek hadin? In other words, are we saying that there's no tzedek hadin? We said that, you know, the fourth thing we gave was too much. We're saying that we're trying to understand the tzedek hadin, or are we trying to say it's too much for it to be tzedek hadin?
That's the problem. We don't know. Why not say it's a tzedakah? But yeah, we are. Because we accept it. But mentally, we're not a tzedakah. But we have to accept it. That's what's paradoxical about it. Yeah. That question, I don't know how to get out.
You ready?
Yeah.
So, like, it's a general question, but you seem like part of the first part where you're speaking about people taking in false security and something that can't go away. So, just in terms of, let's say, just the whole idea of doing tshuva in a general way. So, let's say you were to say that a lot of people in Klai still have the idea that Eretz Yisrael is can't go away. We have it. It's permanent. It's impossible to lose it at this point. That's like a pretty pervasive thought for a lot of people. But let's say you recognize that we still share that same Klai Yisrael. But how are you able to do tshuva on that? I mean, it's like you, an individual, you say and you recognize that it's a false sense of security. So if just to say that Klai Yisrael should do tshuva on that, that's almost like you're pointing out flaws in other people and saying you don't share that flaw, but they do. You know, but if you try to chew on your own personal sins, do you look for like things that are common in Klai Yisrael still? You know, when you look for general sins in Klai Yisrael, there's this tendency to ascribe to others all the flaws that you think you don't have. But if you just like look at your own like personal sins, it becomes like not like a collective, not a tzibur tshuva, not nothing like, you know, these, it's almost like it's like not tied into the sins of Klai Yisrael in the past that we still have nowadays, because it becomes just like your individual life as opposed to the sins that we share as a collective. You know what I mean? Like that problem of doing tshuva as individual versus as a tzibur.
Yeah.
So meaning is the idea of tshuva like you're just looking at your own personal life, or is it looking at a communal failings? And if I guess that's the first question. Is it really the failings of the tzibur as a whole, or just like your individual failings?
Well, the tzibur of the Tanaisim, they sat down to investigate it and try to find evidence.
But like for like individuals, not on the tzibur level, just on the individual level.
No, tzibur level. Yeah.
So on the tzibur level also.
Yeah.
So how does that happen on the tzibur level? Where you like, there's always this pitfall when you're like looking at the failings of the tzibur that you find the failings that everybody else has except for you, because you recognize it and know, but and. You know, Klai Yisrael doesn't recognize this flaw. I mean, for example, where you say that false security that people had in the Mikdash and they still have it now in Eretz Yisrael, and it just becomes like you're giving mussar to the entire everybody else, thank you, but you know, you don't share that thing, you're the one giving mussar. How do you have the tshuva on the tzibur level, the recognition of those failings, without falling into that pit trap that is of just giving mussar to everybody else without? See what I'm asking? Not really.
It's not clear.
Not clear. Okay. How do you do tshuva on the tzibur level? How are any of us supposed to do tshuva on a tzibur level?
I mean, what they did.
Right, but there they had like the Zakanan leaders went to the Tzibor and they gave them Tochan. They told them like what the flaw of the Tzibor was.
Right. That's correct. So that's that's only when it's a Zohar. Hide is so hide is up. You have to sit down and see what the faith is that you're being zoic about. That's Tzibur. Yochid is something and perfection. It's two different focuses. Tanya Tzibur with his Zohar, that's one kind of focus. Just don't choose, that's another thing. There, the emphasis is cure version.
Two eight nine.